Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Lee, looks like the new shimmer of love, except this time it's the shimmer of love for Hamas.
Yeah.
Who would have thought? I thought we were going to have all the fake racial hate, all of the lying by the media about some incident or another to gin up the racial hate. Because they usually have to make that up, so they can't come up with some actual real racial hate in America. It's very rare to find a thing like that. And so I figured that's what we'd be doing this summer, and a couple $1 billion more damage over the fake racial hate. I did not see the Democrat Party embracing Hamas, though. I did not see that coming. But they have. Yeah. Overnight, unbelievable. This is what I've warned about for years. A day would come when people would call the police on the liberal rage mob, and the police would not come or would be prevented from coming. Yesterday, we had George Washington University. I thought this was a huge story. I mean, this is one of these turning points in America. Say, okay, we want the anti-Semitic liberal rage mob off our campus. Jewish students are scared. They can't come to class. Okay, we want them gone. And the DC police, just to recap where we were yesterday, said no. No, because they answered to the mayor, and the mayor and the police chief said no. It would be bad public relations for us to clear the George Washington University campus. Well, are they breaking the law? Well, yeah, but they're liberals, so we can't do anything to them. Bad public relations. We have to just let them break the law because what they say goes. So today we are watching the natural fallout of that because all these campuses, it's all connected. It's all the same people organizing this. Today we are watching overnight protesters smash into a building violently. They had some kind of weird battering ram wheel thing that looked like it came out of the third world. It was freaky.
Maybe some medieval studies students.
It's what it looked like. And they battering rammed their way in there, took it over, very sophisticated. They covered the cameras. At one point, there were overnight workers in there, who one of whom came out and said, "I was held hostage." Which I guess ain't no big thing if you're a Democrat, do whatever you want.
No.
And they were released, though. And now this is incredible. You would think at this point, okay, that they've taken over the building. They did it violently. They smashed the windows. They broke in. They've barricaded themselves. Do you think at this point law enforcement's coming in? But no, the NYPD is there and they are standing aside as yet another, we're going into summer of Democrats breaking the law with the police looking on. In this case, it's because the administration at Columbia University has not greenlit, you know, the idea of the police will crack down on these kids. And remember where we are now, okay, at Columbia. We are at, and same with George Washington, we are at Jewish students are afraid to come on campus because they might be hurt. And yet we cannot remove these people. We have to say to Jewish students, well, you know what? All right, they're a little anti-Semitic. Get over it. Do class at online. Just stay off campus. We have this incident at UCLA. Oh my gosh. Jewish student with a Star of David around his neck wanted to see if he could go on his own campus. He was blocked, physically blocked by these protesters. And he reported it to the administration, nothing being done. The security guard stood there and watched them physically block him because he is Jewish. This is the modern left.
Yep.
This is, but Lee, have I not nailed this? This is who I've been saying they were for a couple of years. I've been watching this foment on Twitter. Yep.
Anti-Semitism from the left. That's where it's coming from.
Yep, and it's coming from Antifa, which, by the way, Antifa is now getting involved with these protests. And I've been talking about this for years. These soy boy male Antifa types spreading and spewing this anti-Semitism all over Twitter with none of the crackdown that people who just hashtag MAGA got. When they were wiped off the internet, it was encouraged. It was allowed to flourish. It was hate. And I said, this is going to spill over. And you're watching it. This is truly the base of the Democrat Party. This is not a couple of people. You can see that on Twitter. So I don't know where this ends, but I'm wondering, Lee, I don't know what you think. Is this the beginning of another summer of love, but this time for Hamas?
It entirely could be. I got to tell you, though, the one image that I saw that I absolutely laughed out loud. And I have no idea which campus this was on. So I just saw this on Fox News. And it was one of the, as you described, the soy boys with his little sweater on, with the zip-tied hands being led off by, it looked like a state trooper.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going like, you're hurting me, you're hurting me. And then he stops walking and drops to the ground. That trooper picked him up by one arm and one leg, picked him up like a 10-pound sack of potatoes.
Good.
And toted him off. And he was sitting there squealing like a little stuck pig. And I laughed out loud at the image of that. It's like, you know, now here's a real man who absolutely,
yes,
who, by the way, was a very masculine black trooper toting off this little white soy boy in his little sweater off this college campus. And I was cheering. I was laughing out loud at the image of this because that was a real American male,
yeah,
toting off a fake American male who is sitting here trying to defend terrorism and violence against women as a course of warfare. That's what you people that are supporting Hamas are supporting. You are supporting torture, rape, killing, and human rights violations on a scale that has not been seen by any organized military in I don't know how long.
In the Western world.
Yes.
We haven't seen this in the Western world. That's what was so shocking about October 7th.
And it, you know, it was just... It thrilled me to see law enforcement, and he very casually picked him up and toted him off. I mean, it's just like he was picking up a 10-pound sack of potatoes. It took him no effort whatsoever. And he's sitting there, arms and legs flailing, screaming, you're hurting me, you're hurting me. So I cheered that. But yeah, the Biden administration has themselves completely boxed in here.
Yeah, they do. And they did it to themselves.
Oh, no question.
Yeah.
This is a self-inflicted gunshot wound, and they keep loading the weapon and shooting it at other limbs. You know, this administration has no way out of this.
No.
Because, and I want to bring up something else. This thing yesterday, where the Biden administration is going after the Israeli Defense Force, the IDF, for war crimes prior to October 7th, now, that may be, there may be something there. I don't know. And we do have something called the Leahy Act, where if a ally of this country is involved in some type of war crimes, we can pull funding. That's the key. That's
well,
what they're doing.
Here's what I'd ask you. We're going to use this War Crimes Act against Hamas because we're in the process of giving, you talked about pulling funding, giving them $9 billion.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, that works out to $18,000 per family of four Gazans, but it's all going to, it won't reach the people. It'll all be captured. When you have Fatah, which is another Palestinian organization, they too would like to destroy Israel. Warning, listen, don't give this money to Hamas. They're going to steal it. They're going to steal the aid. They're going to kill the aid workers. They've been killing aid workers. So you're talking about defunding Israel. Okay, I don't know that we should be funding Israel, period, but as you're funding Hamas,
right,
really, that is where we are in this country. And then overnightly, did you hear about this? $320 million is the price tag for the pier to drop the supplies off to Hamas, the pier that the Pentagon is building.
Right. That then U.S. forces are going to have to defend against what will be terrorist attacks against U.S. military.
Yeah, yeah, no, Hamas will terror attack us. And they'll try to take hostages, too, because they've been rewarded for that.
But, you know, I want to point out one other thing about that whole thing about trying to have war crimes against the IDF.
Yeah, go ahead.
The State Department person that brought that up pointed out, oh, this was before October 7th. This was well before that. We've had some concerns about that. And then said, I can't release any details. I can't tell you anything about it. Then why bring it up? Why bring it up now? And I think it's obvious why they're doing this. They are trying to split the baby, as Solomon talked about.
Yeah.
They are trying to both defend Palestine, Gaza, and Hamas, and make it look like that we're kind of still supporting Israel.
Absolutely. No, so I completely agree with that.
And so the Biden administration has got themselves completely painted and boxed in this issue. And I sincerely hope that this is one of several issues where they have completely failed, or maybe I should say that their policy has succeeded in making it look like a failure.
You know what's happened here, though? Remember when that October 7th attack happened, right?
Oh, I remember
it
distinctly.
It was so brutal and horrific. No one anywhere, okay, in the Western world was going, hey, I support Hamas. I do. It was after months of the Biden administration placating them and treating them as if they were the moral equal of Israel after they committed genocide on innocent people, raped women, burnt babies alive. And the Biden administration normalized Hamas. And you know what happened? You could tell what happened. Hamas went, wow, we got a toehold here. Mm-hmm. Let's see what else we can do. And you started having these protests. So what has happened here is the left was energized by the brutality of October 7th and the Biden administration backing Hamas. And that's how you got this. None of this was going on right after the slaughter. It wasn't going on for months after the slaughter. No one would have dared. And even now, look at them. They still won't protest without their faces covered because they know it's shameful what they're doing.
Yeah. Well, that and the facial recognition stuff won't work where they can't identify them like they did on January 6th.
Hacksaw Dog on Rumble writes, Omaha sure could use a few bucks from the tornado. Americans can't buy groceries, Lee. We don't need a $320 million pier for Hamas so we can unload $9 billion with a B dollars worth of supplies that will allow them to continue fighting Israel. Again, $18,000 per family of four Gazans. We need help. East Palestine could use some help. You want to send something to Palestine? Try Palestine.
Yeah.
Try that. How about Lahaina? Tornado victims. Pick any, but just somebody who's an American for the love of God and not a terrorist. Wow. But, you know, the good news here is hopefully the Democrats will not get away with this. Democrat pollster Mark Penn with a warning, this is really hurting Joe Biden and
Democrats. So far, the polling is certainly not with this at all.
Not at all.
And it just stuns me that they're spending so much political capital to get such a small sliver and fraction of voters. It just something about this just isn't adding up.
I think it's Michigan. I think they need those suburbs in Michigan, and they're afraid that the Muslim voters there are not going to show up for Joe and Trump could win Michigan.
And this election is all about swing states. It has nothing to do with national polling. It has nothing to do with what the nation as a whole thinks. It's what these individual states think and what electoral college votes are up for grabs. That's the key. That's all they care about.
And they have got to turn out that Muslim vote in Michigan. But at what cost? We'll talk about that coming up.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Meanwhile, political correctness coming to North Greenville Religious School here in the upstate. Good school. A lot of folks who sent their kids there. Well, their mascot for the longest time has been called the Crusaders. Right. Makes sense for a religious school. Not anymore. Overnight, they announced the name for their new mascot, the Trailblazers. Nice and politically correct. Yeah. Crusaders. Who were the Crusaders? Anybody know the actual history of the Crusades? Most people don't know the actual history of the Crusaders. Christians living in Europe for well over 100 years were routinely kidnapped by actual Crusaders who came up from Africa and the Middle East, sold into slavery. Over a million were taken over about 100 years before any sort of response was mounted. In the process of the kidnapping, this became a slave trade. In the process of the kidnapping, hundreds of thousands more were murdered. Bet you didn't know that. That's what it took to finally move Christians and the church to mount a military response to say, look, we are going to lose our territory. We're going to lose our lives. We're going to live as slaves. We cannot allow these incursions anymore. And there were thousands of them. That's what the Crusades was about. Now, the liberal left has rewritten that in our history books to be some violent Christians going down somewhere with some swords and forcibly converting people. But that did not happen. The forcible conversion at the point of a sword was done by the House of Saud in tandem with Muhammad. You got a choice as they slaughtered their way across the Saudi Arabian Peninsula over 700 years ago. You got a choice. You could either convert or die. Those were your two choices. So, and it was a political partnership as well. The House of Saud put them in charge for generations. That is the actual history of the world, but it's not the history at North Greenville University anymore. They are now the Trailblazers instead of the Crusaders. Love to hear from you if you're connected to the university or you went there or you care, or you don't care. You know, it's a small thing. It's not the end of the world, but nobody was screaming about this. This wasn't exactly a controversy. And what it is just a little more erasure of actual history, in this case, legitimate Christian history of self-defense in Europe. There is a reason you and I, and our country was founded on Christian principles found in the Bible and not Quranic principles founded in the Quran, and that is because our European ancestors fought back. It's that simple. Not instigated the fight, fought back. And after an incredibly long, more than a century of provocation, bloodshed, that was upon the innocent, to the point that a slave trade in Europeans flourished. Again, over a million taken. It's a great Georgetown University study on this by a professor that maps these incursions. So the Crusaders, to many generations, were heroes for defending Christ, for defending Christianity against an absolute existential battle for its existence. But that history will not be celebrated anymore at North Greenville University. They did this overnight, making the announcement on social media. Again, the former mascot, the Crusaders, going away, replaced with a new mascot called the Trail Blazers, and a nod to fake history, not the real stuff. So, texter rates, bowing to wokeness isn't very trailblazing. Now, the texter writes, the Crusades, are we watching history repeat itself? Now, the texter writes, Christian Crusaders fought off the marauding Muslims. They did. A lot of people don't know that. That's because of the bunk that's taught in our schools for history. The Crusades very much taught as a forcible conversion at the sword. Again, the only group of people who did that was Muhammad Islam in partnership with the brutal House of Saud. And it was very much a political partnership, really more than a religious one. The House of Saud used Muhammad's followers to conquer the Saudi Arabian Peninsula for the royal family. It's actually a pretty incredible story if you ever read it. Robert Baer has a book on it. It's unbelievable history, not taught in history books, but definitely a cautionary tale. So get your kids that book so they understand what actually happened. Texter writes, Tara, I suspect, oh boy, I've got a psychic, maybe a California psychic hotline. I don't know, on the text line right here. This is exactly where I'm going. Jamal Bowman, member of the squad, doubling down on resettling Gaza in America. Specifically the squad in the fall after October 7th. They were very inspired, apparently, by October 7th, because they've never before proposed taking 1 million Gazans, roughly half of them. And they said we should take 1 million Gazans, them and Nikki Haley. And so Jamal Bowman was back. He's a member of the squad. He's the guy who pulled the fire alarm, suggesting once again, what we need to do is load up Gaza and resettle Gaza here so we can have the Gaza settlement here in America instead of next door to Israel. Texter writes, hey, Tira, I suspect Jamal Bowman has spoken out loud the Democrat plan, bring the Palestinians from Gaza to the U.S. as refugees. A new port to take in supplies can be used to evacuate Hamas. Oh, that is exactly what they're going to do. In fact, I could prove it to you. I've got that audio coming up in the show today. I think nobody else is going to have this. So all of that, stick around as the show unfolds. So many great ways to watch and to stream. Our website, Rumble, Twitter now. The Twitter audience is getting very large, which is really cool. And so stick around. We'll be right back. Share it with your friends and with your family. That's the beauty of the show, streaming on Twitter and on Rumble and on Facebook on the WRD page, is that you can take that link and share it with your friends and family live as it progresses.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit 1 million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
How do you know you live in a country that is trending toward being the kind of third world country where, well, like Venezuela right now, if you run against those in power, you go to prison, as does your entire campaign staff? It's happened in two countries in the last few years. Venezuela, where the woman, very popular woman who wants to run against the Venezuelan leadership, is now seeing her entire campaign staff arrested. She was struck off the ballot in a court decision that said her presidency, her candidacy was illegitimate. God, where have I heard that before? It'll come to me. Same thing happening here. Why? Because the thug dictators in Venezuela are copying the Democrats right now. In fact, they're even looking at the numbers of Trump staff that have been arrested and convicted. 8. That's almost exactly, actually it is 8 now this morning, that they have arrested from their challenger. In other words, when the Biden administration, when the deep state prosecutes the crew that put Trump in office, do you realize the key backbone crew of that campaign, all 8 of them, have now been convicted at a felony level? You realize that, right? Manafort went to prison. Trump's chief fundraiser is now a convicted felon. His 2 chief advisors, Steve Bannon, his strategist, and Peter Navarro, are now both convicted felons. Nobody escaped, 100% felony conviction rate. Think about that. Same thing going on in Venezuela. So when Dear Leader goes to the correspondence dinner and openly jokes about spearheading the political persecution and arrest, third world Venezuela style, except now Venezuela is copying us, not the other way around. When he goes and jokes about it, you know, it's a problem.
I had a great stretch since the State of the Union. Well, Donald has had a few tough days lately. You might call it stormy weather. What the hell?
He's not fooling anyone. 57% of Americans say they believe the prosecution. This is in a Harris-Harvard poll overnight that was published in The Hill. 57% of Americans now say they believe the prosecution of Donald Trump is political, that this is being done by Democrats. And they're right. They're right about that. It's third world stuff. And I think on a subconscious, maybe a conscious level, Democrats kind of realize more than they meant to that their slip is showing. Their underwear is hanging out. They feel a little exposed. Americans were supposed to buy that Trump was legit a criminal. It was the new hoax. It's the pandemic. It's the Russia collusion hoax of this election. You were supposed to buy that. And a majority are not. And that has them a little worried. It has Nicole Wallace on MSNBC in a rage. So Nicole Wallace sat at the correspondents' dinner in which Joe Biden openly joked about putting his political competition in prison because it's funny. Did that make an impression on MSNBC's Nicole Wallace? Hey, maybe this is historic. We've never put our opposition in prison before in America. Nope. She left the correspondents' dinner and told us she is scared. She's very scared because she thinks this could be the last correspondence dinner she's ever allowed to go to if Donald Trump is elected. Why, he will shut down the free press. You mean like he did during his last term? Because that didn't happen. But I want you to hear what she said. She comes from a dinner where Dear Leader is joking about putting his political opponent, who is currently beating him in the polls, in prison. And Nicole Wallace doesn't see third world behavior there at all. No, she's worried that Trump is going to take her off the air. They believe this stuff, folks.
Depending on what happens in November, 7 months from right now, this time next year, I might not be sitting here. There might not be a White House correspondence dinner or a free press. While our democracy wouldn't exactly fall apart immediately without it, the real threat looms larger. A candidate with outward disdain, not just for a free press, but for all of our freedoms and for the rule of law itself.
Wow. I could do a whole show on that. Honey, you're in the news and you missed the news. See, I remember the part where the CIA actively colluded with the Biden campaign, including emails back and forth to put out that letter 51 intelligence agencies heads say the Hunter Biden's laptop's not real. And I actually remember when the FBI censored the New York Post after they proved the Hunter Biden laptop, which contained evidence of over 400 crimes, local, state, and national, wasn't Hunter's. Or was Hunter's, excuse me. And the FBI censored that story to help the Biden regime. I remember that. You know what that's called? It's called censorship. You know what that is? That's the end of the First Amendment. That's what that is. And she's afraid that Trump will do, I guess, what they're doing. I suppose. Why is she saying this right now? Why did she say that on MSNBC? Simple. Well, because their court cases, their illegal lawfare is falling apart right now, okay? And they know their big markets are New York into LA. She's saying this to influence the Trump jury in the Alvin Bragg case. Look, we might not have evidence of the crime. Between the New York Times, the CNN political analyst, Jonathan Turley, all liberals might agree, hey, there's no crime here, but we need you, we really need you to convict Donald Trump anyway, because he's going to get rid of the First Amendment. That's what that's for. They've already seen this. Remember they had it, that one of the jurors who was a nurse said, I can't be impartial. Why? Because her friends and family had figured out she was on the jury. They're all Democrats, and they're pushing her. Nicole Wallace knows that juror is like every other juror. Their friends and family know they're on the jury too, and they're going to go, well, no crime doesn't matter, but look, we're not going to have First Amendment. We're going to have people in prison, and we will. Folks, understand something from it. The Biden administration directed the U.S. Treasury to force banks to turn over lists of Americans who had bought religious texts. So if you bought that MAGA Bible, you bought a Bible, you're on a list. That should scare you. And she's worried about Trump? Okay. By the way, she was one of the biggest purveyors of the Russia collusion hoax. She is the living embodiment of disinformation and fake news. She is on a network. I won't bore you with the audio again, but I've played it before, that is openly called for censorship of anybody contradicting the MSNBC narrative, which is a total lie. There was no Russia collusion. Didn't happen. Didn't happen. So they're beginning to panic. They wanted to censor you. The thing they are most terrified of is that no one will censor X, because there are people on X who have bigger audiences than Nicole Wallace. And no one would listen to Nicole Wallace because she gets it wrong. And you know why she gets it wrong? Because she's not trying. She's a liar. Unbelievable. This is, I want you to hear what they're being told. You're going to live under a dictator. You're not going to have any rights. Rule of law will be dead if we can't prosecute our competition. I mean, rule of law will be dead if Donald Trump gets elected. It's cray cray. But they believe it. So here's what's going on right now. Expect to see more of this across the country. The shocking sight we are waking up to this morning. The summer riot season has begun, apparently, with the takeover of a building, violent takeover of a building at Columbia University. So there was a deadline for them to vacate yesterday, given by the administration. They did not. The anti-Semitic, pro-Hamas students and their organizers did not vacate. When they did not vacate, nothing happened. The NYPD was not allowed to come in and remove them. So they assessed the situation for a few hours, realized they were in control, smashed through the building with this very strange-looking wheel device. It looks expensive, too, like it was thousands of dollars. Smashed into the building, and they have taken it over violently. Three people who worked there overnight were released. One of them said he was taken hostage. So these guys are professionals. They're covering the cameras inside. They have covered the name of the building, put their own pro-Palestine banners, and they've got a list of demands, which includes amnesty for, I guess, now the crime of kidnapping. But they're liberals, so, you know, probably will get some amnesty from actual crimes. Folks, can you imagine if we were doing this? Seriously, the FBI, oh my gosh, there'd be a battering ram. The FBI would already be through the door. We'd be rounded up in trucks. And any grandmother who'd been standing there taking selfies would also be on her way to prison for 3 to 5 years after the pre-dawn raid on her home that was broadcast to CNN. Instead, have you noticed zero involvement by the FBI? even though we've now had the campus organizers for the protests openly recruit on their Telegram channel for Hamas and other terrorist organizations. So we have a direct link to terror. I laid that out yesterday. FBI care? Nah. They're too busy going after moms, peaceful moms who sign up to speak at the comment section of liberal school board meetings in Virginia when there's a hot race on. Did the moms threaten anybody? No. They use battering ram? No. Take over a building? No. Violate any laws? No, no, and no. But they still had threat tags attached to them by the FBI and this Department of Justice and were surveilled. FBI nowhere to be found. Nowhere to be found, despite the terror connections. It's unbelievable. I guess they're still deep in their infiltration of that choir at that Catholic church where they were developing sources but lied to Congress about it. That was a felony, by the way. So what's going on? The NYPD is milling about watching all of this because they are not allowed to intervene while Jewish students have to go to school online in fear of the protesters who have now violently taken a building. You want to see liberal privilege? This is liberal privilege. You get to break laws if you're the right kind of anti-Semite, and they are, apparently.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.